travel on right now, just killing time, but I'm with the band New Teeth. Please introduce yourself.
I am Matthew Thomas Joseph Gilmore. I play bass in New Teeth.
Lucas Keith Bogan McKenzie. I play guitar in New Teeth.
William Frederick Christopher Brown Staunton. I play the drums.
Cool. I'm just wondering, like, how long has the band been together?
It's kind of complicated. I only joined the band last year, but these guys have been jamming.
As a conception, the band's been around for about 3 years now. We've only been playing together for about a year, basically a year and a couple months. We formed like last June.
Yeah, Lucas and I met each other in first year when we came to Carleton, and then started jamming in res when I brought my drum kit into the residence building and set it up. And we got a ton of noise complaints.
A lot of noise complaints.
It was a good start.
A lot of trouble. Mischief.
How would you describe your music for first-time listeners?
Funky dance music?
Well, I think it's just funky music that even nihilists can't resist. Like, it'll just make you just, like, feel good.
Oh, that's a catchphrase. You've used that somewhere.
I've used that. That's me recycling my own shit.
But, I mean, I feel like while we do write pop music, and these guys are very much, like, they have a good sense of the pop aesthetic, there's also, like, an awareness of the human condition that's present in our lyrics. And, and I feel like these guys, like, perpetrate that through their lyrics pretty well.
Who are your influences?
A lot. There's a lot to name. For this band particularly, though, Will and I really came together as songwriters over this band called Management from New York. Like, yeah. I don't know if it directly influences a lot
MGMT?
Of the aesthetic.
MGMT. There's been debate.
It's MGMT.
About how we should address
this band. I've also heard them in interviews call themselves Management.
And I think independently, Death from Above 1979 was really big.
Yeah. For a lot of it. Not that it's going to like filter through the aesthetic, but that's where we were coming from as like
Wolf Parade. That kind of thing
Wolf Parade.
I like Hanson first.
For me, it's like...
That's fair.
For me,
I like Sunset Rubdown more.
I came from a different background, though. Like, I got into the scene listening to like early 90s emo and stuff that was way before my time that I was too young to listen to.
Yeah, but that,
I got into hardcore and like Cap and Jazz. Cap and Jazz and like J Tree bands.
Simple demographics.
Level playing screamo and indie bands and that kind of stuff. But I also listen to hip hop and R&B and I love pop music too. So,
it's kind of cool because like Will and I are coming from such a similar place musically. Like, we all listen to approximately the same kind of classic rock and mid-90s, you know, grunge and post-grunge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Gilmore's coming from a place that's, like, completely different, so he flushes out the music, and that's why I think that we hit so hard as a three piece. Because he's the low end. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
low end.
So far, you only played in Ottawa so far?
Yes.
Yeah,
we almost had a gig in Toronto, but it fell through due to scheduling errors.
Yeah. We would like to branch out. And listeners, if you have any connections, you know, throw them our way.
We're there.
Out of town connections, we need them.
new_teeth_band@hotmail.com.
Played with so far locally?
We played. Well, tonight we're playing with The Property Line, featuring Joey Bruner, who's awesome. Amos the Transparent, we played before. We played at the same Joey Bruner for a reason.
We played a couple of times with Bear Claps.
Bear Claps, Bear Claps are fantastic. Local,
I just interviewed them last week.
Yeah, they're a phenomenal.
We also played with, like...
The Josh Reekman Oracle Band.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Rich Arcoin?
Arcoin. And with him was Wildlife and the First Aid Kit.
Yeah, check out Wildlife from Toronto. Excellent.
As far as local bands too, like our very first show at Zayfods, we played with Four of the Fairest.
And then
we played
at that show, remember, there were four bands booked, Four of the Fairest and two bands that turned out to be the same band that canceled.
Saskatchewan. They were called the Sheepdogs. Really lame.
And something else.
And there was one other band we've also played with Fire Heats Water, and there's some good friends of mine. So I love that those guys, and like I went to high school
and
singer.
Christian the Clouds.
Yeah, Christian the Clouds. We played with them. But yeah, that's about it.
Broadcast radio from Montreal.
Broadcast radio.
Oh, right. We have to take them up on it.
Just a few bands that are very that play pop music, but they're still underground, I guess.
Lastly, what's coming up with the band after this show?
After this show, I think that we might be finishing off the EP, because the EP is in sort of a weird transitory mode. Like, we've released our own, like, self-released version of it, but we want to get it done, you know, professionally. I think we're also thinking about doing some, like, multimedia kind of content, like videos and like photo shoots and that sort of thing. You know, bring us into the 21st century, so to speak.
We're meeting with a magazine on Monday.
On Monday, yeah.
Dinner Jacket.
I also, personally, I'd like to record a lot more and start writing new songs, because now that I feel integrated in the
stuff.
Now that I feel integrated, I know that these guys have a huge repertoire of music that I love.
That's funny, because you're a different race. Integrated?
Oh, come on, man.
Come on,
I'm mostly the same race as you. Thank you, Ming. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you, Ming Wu.
Yeah, that's New Teeth. Bye.